Blog Talk Radio.
Well, tonight's the night that we take this night, particular night that God has blessed us once again. And so I would just like to take the word of God from Psalm 103 and declare and decree, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all of my diseases. That's a scripture I love, the wholeness of it. Who redeemed my life from destruction, who crowneth thee with love, kindness, and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth renews like an eagle, so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord executes judgment and judgment upon all who oppress. He made known his way to Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will his anger forever. Neither will he keep his anger forever. And one of the things that I will say to this, and what God is saying to us tonight, as we take the word of God, he has not dealt with us after our sins, not rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Like a father pitied his children. So the Lord pitied them that fear him. I fear you, Lord. He knoweth our frame. Hallelujah. He removed us from that are from dust. He remembered us from as we are nothing but dust. For as man his days are as grass, as the flower as the grass, so he flows, and the wind passes over it. And it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness upon the children's children, to such his covenant, and to those that remember his covenant, to them that the Lord make it has prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rule over all. God have mercy. Bless the Lord, ye angels, that excel in strength and do his commandments. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Send angels to do what I request on. Bless the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of this, that have no praise. Bless the Lord, all his works in his places of his domain. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul. 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 See, and what we have to take concern of when we say these words, bless the Lord, O my soul. My soul is an entity, a part of what God has prepared for me, my flesh. He has prepared for me my spirit. He has prepared for me my soul. And it comes to a point where I have to tell the good Lord what God is saying. And I would get us, you know, as I speak to the people tonight out there in radio land, to some who are listening and to some who are not listening. Let me tell you something. One thing that I will say to you, what the Bible tells us. The Lord, forgiveness all our iniquities and heal all my diseases from life, from destruction. He crowns me love, kindness, and tender mercy. You satisfies my youth with good things so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. Wow. I tell you now, I'm just saying, when we believe on what God is saying, we take the scripture that says these words, And God said, he said, my mouth, he tell me, he said, my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like an eagle. See, we ain't got to get old. We just take the word of God and put the word of God. Now, the flesh has a tendency to get old and stuff because it starts moving slow, the bones, but you have to maintain what the Bible says. There's something good for the bones. The scripture tells us, find the scripture and you'll see it. There's something about the blood that flows in our bodies. There's something about that. I was just listening today how that they have taken the brain of a man and trying to compare it to what God has created in heaven. They say they find so many different cells in the brain until they start showing certain parts. They say they can't even count them anymore. So what God has done for man, he has made us, he ain't compared us to, but he's showing what I've done for us. And beloved, I say to you in these words, Father, engulf me in your love and presence. Cover me, Father, with me in blood of Jesus. Cover me with the blood of Jesus Christ. Let Jesus' blood run through me, saturating my every being, washing me, cleansing me, healing me, and making me whole in you. God continue to bless me and call me to walk in excellent health. All the days of my life, I believe and declare by your stripes, I am completely healed from all diseases, parentheses, physical, spiritual, and emotional. Hallelujah. Close. God is so good to us. Everyone that's out there in the world we now live in, see, and I say this because we live in a world where there's a lot of problems. Just a few days ago, we heard what this group, terrorist group, did some things, but that's of the devil, the D-E-V-I-L, the evil one, E-V-I-L, the evil one, the one who comes to do nothing but destroy. He has three purposes. Jesus said in St. John 10:10, he said, but the enemy comes to do this. The enemy comes too. He see, comes, but when you use that word comes, that's action. He has made action to come and kill, destroy, and move us out the way. So we who believe, now once we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, the blood of Jesus washes us, the blood of Jesus purges us, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. And when we come into the presence of him, while we died our lives, when we gave our lives up to him. And you know, tonight I was listening to my brother who's been in prison, was out, and we were talking. He said, Hunter, nobody knows for the 2 years I was in the prison, of the 7 times I've been in there. But I learned something, because God, through Jesus Christ, has an awesome word. When God gave it to Jesus and Jesus speaks it, and Jesus take it back to the Father for us, God has to announce it, because that's the kind of God we serve. He said, I know I was going to be chained. He said, but all I can say is some things I can't even say right now. So it lets me know. See, God has some people in prison right now, and I want to be able to get out there and touch them. I want to be able to reach. I want to be able to talk to them. I'm not all that intelligent. I'm just a man that believes in the word of God. See, and one thing I will say, I want to say these words. In Jesus' holy name, I curse the roots and cancel every assignment, heaven, every weapon the enemy has against my soul, my family, my friends, and those who are walking with me has formed against me. All sickness, all disease, cancer, heart disease, high blood pressure, death, pain, heartaches, wounded spirits, poverty, doubt, disbelief, and anything else that does not line up with the precious word of God. In my life, in my close associate's life, I command you in Jesus' name to leave my body and my presence. I believe and decree this day And every day, Lord Jesus, your name will be glorified. And that's why some people get all upset. Some people desire to glorify. Some people desire to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what the world has to say, there are those who believe what the Bible says. And when we take the word of God and we live by it, we talk by it, we pray by it, we believe what God is saying to us. We stand in the presence of God and we declare and we decree. I don't care what the devil has said, every move he has made, it's already been done. Everything that God has said, see, the righteousness of God is through Jesus Christ. And the more we take the righteousness of Jesus Christ in our lives, we take it for what it says. God is who we say he is through Jesus Christ. And the more we take Jesus Christ and make him the propitiation of our lives. And I will say to you, everyone that's listening to me again, God, I thank you for giving. Oh, forgiving. See, God is a forgiving God through Jesus Christ. And when he, like a person that was talking to me today, and they said, well, what does Jesus Christ do? What does God do? I think God is in charge. I said, no, God is in charge, but it's in the name of Jesus Christ in the realm we live in now. And it is the moving of the Holy Spirit in the world we live in. Because God the Father in the first book of Genesis, God spoke. God the Father spoke. And we see later on that same scripture, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the earth. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. See, some people want to become argumentative about the Word of God. And I tell them, take a notice of what God's Word has to say. And I will say this to every believer that can believe, want to believe, shall believe, got to believe. When you take God's Word and take God's authority, see, God has given us authority through Jesus Christ. Now, I keep saying he has, he will, he shall, he's done it. Because he wants us, that means us who believe, we who believe, I who believe, we got to believe what the Bible says. Now, I want to read a few other things to you. God, thank you. I have no doubt right now that you will do in my life. What you're going to do for me, Father, I will thank you, and I will praise you, and I will love you, and I will adore you, and I will magnify your name. Well, you know, there are many people that have declared and decreed, say, well, I'm going to be with you. No, you're not. Where I am, you have to be where I am. But Jesus said, he said, where I am, he said, right now, honey, you can't do that. He said, but I'm before the Father. Now, let me show you something with you that I've been reading in the Word of God. And Psalm 66 says, make a joyful noise unto the God of all ye lands. So right now in the lands we live in, there is no joyful noise. Everybody has issues that they wanted to talk about. We're talking about the ISIS, that's the devil in its own form, and it was prophesied. We'll see it come up through the southern part of America. What has happened? It's come up through the southern part of America. See, Satan has been here, but those who are hypocrites, I call them hypocrites, and they're supposed to be fivefold ministry, and they will not stand. They don't want to have no prayers in their church. They don't have no seeing people cast out. Well, that's why they come to get their due. When you come to what is supposed to be a building, you're coming to a place where you got some people there. But the pastors don't want the fivefold ministry to work there because the fivefold ministry and all get to falling out. Am I speaking the truth? I lie not and tell the truth. Because there are some of you are listening to me and are hearing me but don't agree with me. But the Bible tells us we are not supposed to fight amongst each other. We're supposed to encourage each other. We're supposed to love each other. And some people got their own attitude. And you know what? No man is an idol. But I must submit to him by the will of God through Jesus Christ. Let us let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Who are the enemies of God? Nobody but Lucifer. When you read in the book of Isaiah, when Satan said, because he looked and said, what Jesus in the heavens could do, I need to be doing that. Because he sees them angels bowing down before him. He got jealous. See, jealousy is nothing but it's a contagious cancer. Jealous. Because jealousy eats like cancer, like a heart attack, like diseases. It eats, and it causes a person to be caught up. I ain't going to get caught up with nobody jealous. If you can do it better than I can, go for it. Because I can do what God has told me to do. See, I always have a word I say. Whatever lane you're in, stay in your lane. When you stay in your lane, there is no confusion. But when you're out of your lane, and see, the path is supposed to lead the church by the Holy Spirit. Well, some of these pastors ain't got no Holy Spirit to lead them. They lead what they want to lead because it's my church. Do what I say do. Act like I want to say. And some of them, well, I got to answer to the board. What board? It's all right to have a board that's going to do some things in the earth. But when you are supposed to be supernaturally inclined to do what God, your board is on the team with you. Pastor, we got your back. And they got the, see, they want us, the prophets come to the church and say nothing to the building. And some of these supposed to be prophets and prophetess, they're out there just doing what the word has said. And I was reading it just the other night. And like the wild beasts of the island, they cry and howl like the dragons. They're pleasant places, and that's what some of them do out there. They don't want to do what God has said. Now, let me show you something what God has seen in the Word of God. Now, as I go on the Scripture, I see what God has seen. And see, I'm speaking to you that don't be offended when what I say to you, because you know what? I'm just a man that's got some issues, but I give them to Jesus. Every day I live in the book of Hebrews, let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you also. Let's come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Right now, the churches need help. The pastors need help. But they have so much pride. Well, I got to give me a special group. No, I don't want no special group. I want the Holy Ghost group. I want the Holy Ghost group to help me. Now, when I say the Holy Ghost group, I want the group that can believe in what God has said. Let me show you what the Bible shows us in writing through. I want to go back into the book of Hebrews because I want to give us kind of quick synopsis of what is going on in my life, what God has done for me right now. And see, everyone in chapter 1 of Hebrews, Christ better than the prophets. Here's some reason. Here's 18-fold reason. 18. Yes, out of a book that I'm reading out of, but it's the Word of God. Who's God who at sundry times, that's in past times, in divers manners, spoken to them, to pass unto the Father by the prophets. It's in the Old Testament. It's being fulfilled. It was fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Jesus took on the fivefold ministry. He became a prophet. He became an apostle. He became a teacher. He became an evangelist. And once for all, he became the pastor. He becomes the pastor, watches over the flock. Now, as I read in the Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, has in last times, in last days, spoken unto us by his Son, who has given has appointed heirs. He's appointed heirs over all things, not something. Jesus is the heir. He's the heir. He has ownership. God gave him the ownership of everything. And by whom also he made the world. Hallelujah. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. My God. And uphold all things by the word of his power. When he has by himself purged our sin. Listen at this now. Set down on the right hand of majesty on high. Jesus Christ is in authority in the earth realm. So I say to beloved, yeah, well, God's got my back. God's got me. But when I read this word, how God made him the heir, appointed him the heir, how God, when he spoke through him, when God spoke through Jesus Christ and made him the heir, and here's what he says, being made much better, oh my God. Jesus has said, being made much better than angels and has given by inheritance obtained a more excellent name for them, my God, than they. For unto which of the angels? Now, what angels did he say? Of all the angels, of the ones that go around the throne, those who stand up there, the two big angels, well, so do we three. One that's left his place and he was a part of. Hallelujah. Thou art my son. This is what he said in the Psalm, the second chapter of the book of Proverbs. He concludes it and points it out here. For unto which of his angels has he said unto him, thou art my son? Not a one of them. Not one angel did he say that to. This day I have begotten thee, and again I will make thee to him a father, and he shall be unto me a son. That's a question that's being answered. This is awesome. The God we serve is an awesome God. And I don't know, I say this to everyone who can believe. The more we walk this thing by faith and not by sight, the more we take God at his word, and the more we see what he's saying. And for then the fifth verse of the first chapter, for unto which of the angels, at any time, I read that six, and again, when he bringeth his first begotten, who was his first begotten? Jesus Christ. Into the world, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. His first. Listen to that. His first. Into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. My God Almighty. Whew. If we take time and hear what he's saying, if we take the time, if we want to do it in the fivefold ministry, we need to take our time and see what the word is saying to us right here. But unto my son, he said, thy throne, O God, is ever, forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. And he is through Jesus Christ. The righteousness, good God Almighty, the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He is a scepter. And so when we take notice and we believe God, thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. See, God through Jesus Christ, he loved righteousness. God loved righteousness. But he's given all this to Jesus Christ, his son. He's given all the heirships, everything that we inherit. We are heirships of the king of the kingdom of God. When we're the heirship, we mean we come in, we have a vested interest in what has happened. And God says, I'm going to give it to you through my son. What some people want is to be, some people want to work for themselves. I can't do the work. I said, Jesus, take my body. Take this body I live in. Take this six foot, 2 foot frame. Use it that you can be glorified, that the Father may be glorified. Holy Spirit, take charge of my eyes. Holy Spirit, take charge of my ears. Holy Spirit, take charge of my mouth. Holy Spirit, take charge of my inner part. All of them. Take part of all of my 200-some limbs, bone. Take charge of my 3 layers of skin. Take charge of all my small and large blood vessels. Take charge of my body. Take charge, Holy Spirit, that I might do what you say and you show me. Let me remember. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, you are the one that I call upon in the name of Jesus Christ. I need your understanding. I need a better walk with you. I need a holy walk with you. I need to bow down before the Father. Holy Spirit, will you come with me and take me into the prayer that when we speak to the Father, he will know that this is his son, Willie J. Hunter, that has bowed down before you and called upon you and the things you're doing in me and through me. And that I just know, may I take your word, Father, and hear what the word says. When you wrote the word and you told us, every one of us is going to have to give an account of what we've done in the body, whether it's good or evil. Father, my cry to you in the name of Yeshua Jesus, by the Holy Spirit standing with me, and the Father, the Son, Jesus standing with me, that my sins would be initiated by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you. Somewhere across the rivers of time in America, somewhere in the time set in the world of all the different continents, I ask you tonight, Father. I ask you tonight. Have mercy upon us. I cry for someone that don't know you. I cry for someone that needs to know you. Someone right now. I don't know their name, but you know their name. You know everything on, you know, every piece on my head is on their head. And Father, the request is made that the men and women will come to know Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. But we pray more for Israel, which we are Israel, but we will declare and decree what you have said. Jerusalem is a place that you have established. And Father, we ask you today in the name of Jesus Christ that you will call us to come to a place and have a just recompense and a great reward to do what you've done. See, God, you bear some things with witness. And then, Father, I thank you for all of the wrongness that have been done. Forgive me in my life. Look in my spiritual man. Look in my mind. My spiritual mind. Look in my spirit of spirit. And I know, Father, you hear my cry. If I'm not saying it right, Holy Spirit, show me to hear the word of God. Show me, Holy Spirit, not to do what some other people do, but let me stand firm on the conviction that God has made me. I want to say I thank you. I want to say thank you. I want to praise you. Here's what the word says, for our grace become him for whom all things, by whom all things in bringing many sons into glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To make the captains, making the captain of their soul perfect through suffering. Jesus paid the whole price. And you know what I would say, because I love him so, I take the word. For as much, now here's what the Bible tells me, Holy Father. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, Jesus himself also, himself likewise, partook of the same through death. Through death. He died. Ain't no man died and rose like he did, but he was a chosen vessel of God. My God, took part of the same that through death he might have destroyed, listen, destroy him that hath the power of death, that is the devil. So the devil work that he tried to work against you has been nullified. Don't let the death come up. You say, I'm going to take you home. Now, no, I'm not leaving now until the Lord say, come home. You're going to have a wreck today. No, I'm not having no wreck. I declare and decree no wreck. No, are you going to drown? No, I declare and decree I will not drown today. Everything the devil brings to you negative, you combat it with the word of God. By the stripes that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, bore on his back, I am healed. The 39 stripes for the 39 different diseases that some have a name for only Yeshua HaMashiach, Yahweh, know that Jesus Christ paid the ultimate debt. He took death that he might, he gave his life ransomly that he might take over what the devil had come through, what Adam could not do. And God had a plan. His plan was open face. He showed the devil, and he was too dumb to even see. That's the kind of God we have. Because the devil was too busy with his hatred in his heart. He ain't nothing but a liar. Yes, you're a liar, devil. You're nothing but a hateful. You know you hate God. You know you hate him. You hate us more than anything. Well, you got no, because I declare and decree I am the righteousness of God. I don't care how much you say, because I am what God say I am. Grace to grace, God has given me. Grace to Jesus Christ, he has given to me. Grace and mercy is given to me. What he has done for me, he has brought me to a place of recognizing, a recognition that the righteousness is from all men who come before the living God. And let me say something to you with love. I love you with the love of Jesus Christ. I do. I don't care if you're black or white, rich or poor. Some will try to condemn, put out, but I'm going to tell you, I still love you. I've had some that put me in jail, hallelujah, but I was glad to go smiling. I was glad. Yes, you mean it? Yes, I got proof. Am I lucky to be a martyr? No, I will be martyr because I'm not afraid of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I, Willis J. Hunter, am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am prepared to bring the gospel to the whole nation by the will, by the purpose, by the design of Jesus Christ through God the Father, and by mood of the Holy Spirit, because I know there's a fight. Now I declare in the northeast part of Houston, Satan can't put his hand anymore on the northeast part. I stand alone, and I stand with other believers. You cannot. We've taken authority, hallelujah, all from the north part of Houston, all the way you can see as far as you can in Houston and around about. We've taken at least 15 miles around or more, 30 miles or more on the north side, 40 miles. We've taken it in the northeast part and declare and decree you have no more power to tell lies like you have in the past. We're going to see blinded eyes being opened of those who they want to know the truth, nothing but the truth, and the truth is the word of God. The more you tell the truth, the more the more you're going to declare before the living God. And I say to you tonight, and has no man taken the honor unto himself, but he that is called God, and was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he said unto them, thou art my son, today I've begotten thee. Oh, glory to God. On this night, I'm speaking to every believer. Believers, hear what I'm saying. Black or white, rich or poor, I don't care what We say, Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, we have a right to take the kingdom of God back right now. And as I put it on the Facebook tonight, this is another night that we might bind and loose. Binds means to tie it up. Tie it up. Tie up the enemy. Tie up the sickness, disease, the lying, the cheating. Bind it. And loosen what the devil has. She has all that does not belong to him. And one thing I said to one of my pastors, both, she went to glory to him. She said, God has a great prayer box up there in heaven. Got your name on it. Can you call it down? Yes, I can. I call that prayer down in the name of Jesus. And I ask the Father to send his angels from on assignment to bring me what my desires, my delights, and my word, my decree that I've asked you for, send it down to me in the name of Jesus. And I've written it down. One thing I will say to the people of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. When we take Gahusha, when we take God at his word, take heed, brothers and sisters, lest we be as any of you evil. See, some people out there are still evil heart. Do you know what an evil heart is? A hateful. That evilness, that evil, all you got to do is turn it around. E-V-I-L-I-V-E. L-I-V-E. Live. L-I-V-E. Live. When you look at E-V-I-L-I-V-E. Live. We got to live. See, we got to take care of Shavuot, do. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy of darkness has done to us, we take that evil and turn it over. We live. I live. Hallelujah. I live. Why do I live? I live because the righteousness of God has made it so. Not me, but the righteousness of God has made it so. And to whom? That he has, that they should not enter into rest. Because some people ain't going to enter into the God of rest because they don't believe. And that's why I'm trying to reach some of you. Stop cursing. Leave your extra women alone. If I'm guilty, you're guilty. Leave your extra men alone. If you're guilty or not guilty. Leave it. Let us come to the throne of God and take God at his word. And let God's word move in us like never before. Let me show you something what God has shown me tonight also, because I'll be ready to close in a few minutes and put some music on. I want to bless you tonight. Wow. But now he has obtained a more excellent ministry. By how much more he is a mediator of the better covenant, that's the Son of God, which was established upon a better promise. See, he made a better promise. He made the promises. Hallelujah. See, when Christ's covenant is better than the old covenant. Now, let me show you in chapter 8 and 7, I read these words. Chapter 8 and 7 say these words. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place be given salt for the second. Let me go back and read that over again. For if the first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. But listen, by finding fault with them, he said, Behold, the days come, said the Lord, when I will make a new covenant. This is the promise of the new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with the fathers of the day when I took them from the hand and led them by the hand and out of Egypt. Because they, what did they do? They continue not in my covenant. So therefore, when he gave them Israel something, see, not only did it for Israel, he did it for all of us through Jesus Christ. Not in my covenant, I regard them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, saith the Lord. I will, now listen now, I will put my laws in their minds, and I will write them on their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hallelujah. I'm a person that knows the living God. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord. For they all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. Is this the time we live in now? Let's read them. For he is merciful to the unrighteousness. Now we got to reach the unrighteous, but he's merciful. He's merciful unto his unrighteous, that their sins and iniquities I will remember no more. I'm just so grateful to God that God does not remember, in that he said a new covenant he made with the first old, now which was decayed and waxed old and vanished away. Oh, I can sit back and say, hallelujah, God has answered through Jesus Christ, a new covenant. I don't have to try to find a way to please him. I don't have to try to say to love him. I don't have to try to say I got to please him. All I got to do is walk the line he's put me in. Walk it by faith. Live it by faith. Speak it by faith. Do it by faith. And just let the Holy Father declare and decree his word in us. Tonight's my night, beloved. There's been a blessed time with me being here, but I want to just finish out this lesson in Hebrews chapter 9. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service and worldly sanctuary. Now you hear the worldly sanctuary. When they saw it in the book of Old Testament, how they built up the tabernacle, how that was a first serve, the priest would come in every once a year and make a covenant before God. But he said, for there was a tabernacle made the first, wherein was the candlestick and the table, the shewbread, which is called the sanctuary. The sanctuary. We live in a body that's a sanctuary. Hallelujah. And after the second veil, the tabernacle, which is called the holiness of all, where God the Father sit and watch to what the high priest would do. I love you, Father. I love you. Wherein he had a golden censer, and the ark of the covenant overlaid round with the gold, wherein was the gold pot, had manna, and Aaron's rod had budded, and the tables of the covenant, and over the cherubims, the angels of glory, shadowing the mercy seat, of which we cannot now speak, particularly, because when we get to the mercy seat, glory to God, when we get to the mercy seat, we're going to come in contact with God the Father more. And you know, the more we, I thank God for Cleflo, what he's making. When Cleflo stood with his congregation and said, this church, now this is what, I heard some part of it, but I believe it the way he's teaching. He said, we're not going this route no more. We're going to come to the true and living God. I say it in my way. And what I believe, what I hear is being taught. I'm not going to say if you're walking in sin, get out of sin. If you're cursing, stop cursing. If you're on the left-hand side, get on the right-hand side. If you're straddled up what you were saying, get right with God. Take your time. Come to what we got here for you. Now, some people say, what do you have? Because as a minister of the sanctuary and the true tabernacle, which is the Lord pitched, not of man, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifice. That's what Jesus in heaven for. He's a better minister. He's up there for us. And we take note of what God is doing for us. God Almighty. Ooh. See, when we take, hallelujah, hallelujah. See, but Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by greater and more perfect tabernacle, singular. My God Almighty. And has made more, was not made with the hands, but it's to say, not by this building. Oh, Lord of Abraham. See, I ask God to enlighten me, to strengthen me, to use me more now than ever. Because the more I want to praise God, the more I want to worship God through Jesus Christ, and the more I ask the Holy Spirit to come in my life. See, a man brought to my attention, he's going to be with the Lord. But here's what the Bible tells me. For more, he sprinkled, more he sprinkled with the blood, both the tabernacle and the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law, purged with blood. And without shedding of the blood, there was no remission. O.T., Old Testament. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purged with those, but the heavenly things themselves with their sacrifices and needs. Oh, woo, Jesus, for Christ is not entered into, but Christ is not entered into the holiness place made with hands. Oh, Jesus. That's why he said, I'm looking for the building that made with the hands of man, which is the figure of the truth, but into heaven itself, now appears in the presence of God for us. Thank you, Jesus. I love you. Father, this is the night in my life that I said thank you. I pray this night in the name of Jesus Christ that you will use me. Take this body that I dedicate to you for the things must be done, can be done. I thank you for my brother that was released out of the prisons of the iron, but he's on the outside. I pray for Ken. I pray for him, Father, that you will bless him, give a new walk. He got a book that he want to talk about you. They've heard it today. We prayed and believe, and we see it working. All I'm just going to say, I love you. I thank God for you. And then, Father, there are some out there listening. I pray this night that they will come to know Jesus. And so tonight I just ask them, if you don't know Jesus, you got to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that the Son of God is Jesus Christ, who gave his life at Calvary for me and for you, that all of my sin will be excavated, all of my unrighteousness will be cast out, but his blood that he bore on the cross is now in heaven at the mercy seat and watches us consistently. And I ask you tonight, somebody out there is praying right now. God has received you. And the second thing I would say, ask God to send you to a place that's teaching the word when you're in the midst of the fool, Papa, so-called child. Yes, Lord. Hanina Bobo Sandi Yahya. Hanina Bobo Sandi. He could a Sandi Haha. Hariosa Kosa. Mamma Kosandi, he could yonder the Haha. Lame Bobo so could yonder he, Lako Sandi. Haya. Ye Koso. Lame Bobo Sandi Yokosa. Laku Kokosha. Neni niro ukusha nehi, nono saka papa poya, ukunde kihito, doriande, lame mababosa, kasi kirio, hayito usan nehiko, lama kosandri. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, nice Father. Let your light so shine in our lives. That's the request. Somebody just got healed. Somebody's eyes got open. Somebody's legs got extended. Somebody's limbs got extended. Somebody, you're going to meet me one day. We're going to give God the glory in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, I love you, Holy Spirit. And tonight I say to those who are listening, may the Lord bless you and keep you until I can't say if, when God allows me to come back with the word of God, pray I get stronger. Pray I become more simplified in what I'm doing. Pray that I will do more what God wants to know in these last days. I love you. And so in my time, the peace of God be with you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. My God, I love the Lord. Oh, my God. There is no place like God. My God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.